involved to trips to the SCG. Give you bad memories given round 23 last year?
Oh yeah, that was a tough game, but we just didn't defend strong enough, so they got open entries. But we challenged them the game prior up there, so we need to turn up like we did last week.
You took a little bit out of last week, obviously. I mean, a lot of people thought that you might get smashed down there.
Yeah, I think the first 10 minutes they were on top, and maybe the last 10 minutes of the game, and so the bookends of the game, they probably were on top, but for the majority of the game I thought we had some fair control of it. So that's what it is with a group. You need to maintain consistency. It's really important to do that.
You plan to stop Buddy? Obviously got hold of you around 23 last year.
Yeah, that's last time, but again, I think the way in which the ball entered the forward line, there wasn't enough pressure on it, and you know, Bud's arguably the best Indigenous player ever to have played, so we've got to make sure there's pressure on the ball.
Good commentary, Bolts, about Friday night footy, and perhaps Carl don't deserve a spot and maybe almost an embarrassment in that time slot. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I think be careful using that sort of line, Steve-O, embarrassment. What we've looked at is the opportunity it provides for so many of our youngsters on the big stage. What great learning opportunities. I know Richmond went through a bit of that early days, and it pays you back because you learn to play on the stage, and that's what it is for most of our group.
You got some exciting players on that stage.
Yeah, we have. We know Cripper's been leading the way, Charlie Curno, you know, Fisher, Dow, Petreski Seaton. They're all invaluable lessons and experiences, so that's the way we look at it, and we don't control the fixture.
Just on those exciting players and midfield, you know, you got Kennedy and Parker, and you got, you know, Curno. That looks like a pretty sort of mouth-watering matchup if he goes in against both of them. Are you going to say to him, look, just play your natural game, or go for a more negating kind of role against players of that sort of capacity?
Oh, first of all, we like to back our system, and then we'll adjust if the game's required. So we usually go that way most games, back our system, and if someone's on top, we'll look at how we go about fixing it and have a contingency plan in place. Yeah.
Can Levi make the trip?
No, Levo won't play this week, but after the bye should be fine. But Jack Silvani will get an opportunity again this week. He's been building his game through the VFL, so we'll see how he steps up there. And we've just got to bear in mind with all those kids, Wiedering, Mackay, he'll miss this week, Mackay, that they are in their third year. And because we've been on, had such significant list changes, they've been exposed to more AFL than is usual early in their careers, and from time to time VFL will be part of their growth.
And Jack, how's that midfield switch to the midfield kind of helped his game?
Yeah, well, it's just given him an opportunity to touch the ball. You know, you're on the end of plays often as a forward line player, so playing midfield, you go and hunt your own ball and you can feel confident touching it. So it's not all of a sudden now he's a midfielder. He needs to work in both, but it may give him a second position, yeah.
Will he play that at senior level?
He'll get opportunities there, but, you know, he's going to play between the forward and mid-role, yeah.
The CEO spoke well about the priority pick and the fact that you won't be requesting that. What's your take on that? You agree that you just rebuild naturally?
Yeah, well, you've only got to look at Melbourne under Paul Roos when he was there a few years ago. They went to the draft, and we've done that, and then now it's just starting to turn, and they're as formidable an outfit as we've played this year, and that's held true in the last few weeks. So going to the draft's the right way. But in terms of the priority pick, it was a discussion that was brought up externally, not internally. We just responded in saying that it's not on our agenda. Yeah.
Obviously really disappointing news for Murph. Does he sort of take a coaching role or anything while in the interim while he's out?
Well, that hasn't changed for Murph. He's had some injury this year, and he virtually does that anyway. He's been investing in all our young mids, and like Doherty, they are like assistant coaches, and we need to use them that way, yeah.
Will he travel with the squad today?
Yeah, Murph always travels when he's captain, yeah.
Are you still confident it'll be 3 to 4 weeks, or is there a potential that it could be a bit longer than that?
Well, you never know totally, but we're aiming for that 3 to 4 week mark, and then we'll reassess as to where he is. So it's one of those funny injuries, plantar fascias. They can linger, or they can come pretty good. But just on a side note, I wouldn't mind just publicly having the opportunity to acknowledge Wayne Johnson in his induction into the Hall of Fame. Proud for him and his family, and also our footy club. And yeah, it's one that should put a smile on those that have held true as blue baggers over a number of years.
Sorry, Steve. He was down at the club that day. I mean, he popped in for a bit of a visit for Dominator.
Yeah, we've tried to really engage our past players and know that it's a place that they're always welcome. And during the year, he's presented the odd jumper or two. And I hope that crew always feel connected. Yeah.
I was just going to ask on that whether you perhaps show some of the players some of his highlight reels, or obviously, I think, you know, the only player of his generation to play in those four premierships. So you really talk about that as the significance of the tradition of the club and what that means to the younger players.
Yeah, well,
through.
Part of their induction is starting to understand, and each year understand the history. And every time we have a past grade in, we put up their stats and their achievements. So there's an acknowledgement of the past, but we've also got to forge our own future, you know.
Yeah. Just on a player like Mackay, how difficult is it to get the balance right of him playing senior footy and then going back to the VFL and obviously developing his...
The balance is very individual. You can't just set... it's really rare in footy now that a young drafted player starts AFL and just stays there and doesn't have some exposure to VFL. It's just part of it. And we've got to be really careful that we don't, judge too heavily and harsh the growth, because it isn't always linear. You can look across all clubs like that. In a funny way, it's like a young child learning to walk. Occasionally they trip, and we then go and nurture and cuddle and encourage, and it's important to know that that's usually the path. And I often reflect a little bit back to my Hawthorn days. When a guy was drafted, you'd usually think, oh, I'll see him in the team in a year or two. But that's not the case at Carlton. They get exposures a little bit earlier because we've been on a reset.
Yeah.
Levi, was he close to playing this
week? Yeah, really close. But always welfare's number one priority, so he'll be fine after the bye, yeah.
Has that taken sort of longer than you expected?
No, just on par, yeah, just as we thought, yeah.
And Wiedering, you're backing him to bounce back after a bit of a down performance last week against the Cats?
Oh, I'm not sure it was totally down. He showed some growth, particularly in the positioning. That back six held the Cats to around 38% scores per entry. So there's a lot going right with Wiedering down back. That's important to understand, yeah.
So he'll play this week?
He'll play, undeniably, yeah.